Story number three, tax havens in the crosshairs. Many of the subscribers on the Salieri Report have been worried that in the process of trying to balance the budget, that Congress would look to the IRAs and 401ks and changes in the rules related to retirement funds. I'm not saying that can't happen, but the reality is there's a lot more money in the tax havens than there are in the 401ks and IRAs onshore. So offshore money, whether emerging markets or the tax havens, is much, much bigger. And if you're going to shift capital, you definitely want to have something to say about the tax havens. We've seen for the last several years a real targeting of Switzerland and sort of the Swiss financial system by the Department of Justice and the U.S. government. The Swiss have come almost all the way into the fold. It's very interesting. Now all the Swiss money managers I work with but one are SEC registered, and that last one is even considering getting that. The reality is they very much come into the U.S. fold, although they have not approved the final bank deal they were expected to approve during the second quarter, so we'll see what happens in the third quarter. What happened in May, G7 had an emergency meeting. The finance ministers in London and announced that they were essentially targeting the tax havens. I wrote an article, a blog post called Make Way for the Killers and the Great Global Tax Haven Roundup. And that explains it in more detail. That announcement came from G7 in London on a Saturday in the third week in May. And then literally Monday, we saw new scandals at the IRS, and the IRS team turned over. And then Attorney General Holder targeted as well. In fact, the drumbeat to push Holder out continues. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'm surprised he made it through the second quarter. I wouldn't be surprised to see him go in the third quarter. But anticipate now that Switzerland, the model sort of been worked out on Switzerland, that there's a tremendous effort by G7 to get the tax haven money system much more in the fold. What that means to you is if you have funds in offshore havens, you want to make sure you are compliant with U.S. law. For example, if you have gold deposits, you want to make sure you have been filing your FBAR forms. You can, if you don't know what the FBAR is, you can read about it on the, just do a search on the blog, or go to the IRS website. Expect insecurity in a variety of the offshore havens. So you want to be discerning and you want to make sure you're with a strong firm, or don't be surprised if you have to move or get kicked out. If you watch what the process was in Switzerland, it was very painful. After the emergency G7 meeting, we saw G8 meet. Of course, the difference between G7 and G8 is Putin got to come. He showed up in London carrying his own water and food, not feeling welcome. Of course, we had the Bilderberger meeting, and then the mother of all North America meetings is coming up towards the end of July, the Bohemian Grove. I'll be talking about that more later this month. What you're seeing in these series of meetings, I believe, is a real effort by the developed world, again, to rebalance back. I don't think this changes the fundamental rebalancing of the global economy. It's just the pendulum swinging back and forth and back and forth as things adjust back. And more is pulled into North America. We'll be talking about that in a second.